Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, A Man of God. But first, here is his message, The Christian Optimist.
Take God's word and turn to the fifth chapter of Romans. I want to speak to you today on the subject, The Christian Optimist, or Christian Optimism. When I talk about optimism, I'm not talking about the shallow, superficial emotion of believing things or wishing for things that we hope to be true, but rather the confident assurance that we have in Christ and all of the results and the benefits and the blessings that we have through this relationship that we have with Christ called justification. Now, the book of Romans has made it absolutely clear that all the world, apart from Jesus Christ, is lost, condemned, standing in the judgment of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And that is the bad news. But then God declares the good news that Christ died for our sins. For all the world, Christ died. That He rose again that we might have eternal life. And everyone who believes, everyone who trusts, everyone who by faith receives Jesus Christ is justified. What is justification? It is the act, the judicial act of God in which He declares the believing sinner righteous in Jesus Christ. Justification means not only that my sins are forgiven, that all of my past is pardoned, but it also means that I have received the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He takes my sin, my guilt, my judgment, and He gives me His righteousness. And that is justification. That we are standing secure in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Paul says in verse 1 of Romans 5, therefore, because of this, as a result, having been, and notice the tense there, having been, it is an act that is finished, that is complete, having been justified by faith. It is not by works. Some of you grew up in homes, in a religious home, where you've been on a religious treadmill all of your life, trying to perform in order to please God. It's sort of like that treadmill I get on down at the Cooper Clinic every year. What kind of machine is that? You get on that thing, they put on these electrodes on you and hook you up to a monitor. And then they start the machine. And it's running along at a nice pace, and you're feeling pretty good. You've been on there 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, and you're saying, well, this is easy, no problem here. And then you hear a strange noise on this particular machine. Something like this, it goes, and that means it's going up 1% elevation. And you just keep going. And you go another minute and everything's still fine, and then you hear it go, it goes up another 1%. And you're absolutely sweating through this by now, and every minute, it keeps going up, and then you're at about 15 minutes and you're no longer thinking this is easy, you're thinking, you know, this is real hard. And you're huffing and you're puffing and you're trying to get through, and then they come and stand behind you just in case you fall off the back. And finally, you just collapse. There's nothing left. Your legs are gone. Your wind is gone. And you say, turn that thing off. It's a treadmill. And even the most trained athletes eventually come to the place of physical exhaustion, can't go any further. Now, a lot of you are on a religious treadmill. You got on it maybe as a child, and you thought, you know, this is easy. No problem here. I can keep the commandments of God. I can please my church and live up to the expectations and so forth that people put on me. And then it gets a little harder and the elevation starts and the stress is put on and you're up and you're up and you're up. And then you get to think, you know, this is harder. This is difficult. And finally you get to the place where you say, this is impossible. Well, congratulations, because that's just the place God wants you to come. To get to that place of impossibility where you realize that all the religious treadmilling, all the religious training that you have will not get you on the road to heaven. Because the best and most complete spiritual athletes fail and fall, and you'll never get to heaven by riding that treadmill. When are you going to get to the place where you stop trusting in yourself and by faith receive Jesus Christ? You may have grown up Baptist, you may have grown up Catholic, you may have grown up in a denominational church, or you may be a pagan and proud of it. But the fact is that no amount of religious works will get you to the Lord. It is by faith. Trusting in Christ and Christ alone. And when that happens, there are three positive benefits, unbelievably positive benefits, that make us unquenchable optimists when it comes to life and living. Because you see, salvation is not only for the sweet by and by, it's for the nasty now and now. It's for then, and it is for now as well. And I want to show you from the Scripture these three positive benefits, the results of our justification. The first being serenity. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Serenity. Now, I hesitated to use the word serenity here because I don't want you to get the idea that what I'm talking about is simply peace of mind. The peace that he talks about here is so much more than peace of mind. It is peace with God. And the reason that we need peace with God is because we're all born enemies and estranged from God. Every one of us are born with an attitude, with a clenched fist towards God. And all are at war with God. You say, now wait a minute, I've never had that attitude about God. I don't know when I've ever struck a blow at God. I'm not hostile about God. I'm neutral about God. Well, Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. There's no neutral ground. You're either in the kingdom of heaven or you're in the kingdom of darkness. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. You either belong to Jesus Christ or you belong to Satan. But there's no neutral ground. Jesus said, I've not come to bring peace but a sword, dividing between those who receive me and those who reject me. And so you can't simply say, well, I leave God alone and God leaves me alone. It doesn't work that way. Because our sin has offended a holy God. And we are enemies, estranged, alienated, separated from God. That is the condition of every person on the face of the earth until you are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Then the hostilities cease. The war is over. The victory is won, and no longer are you an enemy of God, but you become the friend of God. No longer are you separated from God, but you are in God, and God is in you through Jesus Christ. The war is over, and the moment you come to the cross is the moment that the battle is over. I heard about a Japanese soldier living in the South Pacific. 25 years after World War II was over, he was living in a cave, hiding from fear, thinking that the war was still on. And in his deluded senses and mind, he thought the battle was still raging, and so he was hiding for his life. And I wonder how many people in the world today are hiding and afraid of God, afraid of life, afraid of death, never really living because they don't have peace with God. The peace that I'm talking about is not something that's subjective, that just changes with the seasons, but the peace that I'm talking about is peace with God that never changes. And let me tell you something, when I put my head down on my pillow at night, I can rest and sleep the sweet sleep of God because I know I have peace with God. Friend, if I didn't have peace with God, I couldn't sleep at night. When I was a little boy, my parents taught me that prayer that so many of us prayed as children. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake. And when I heard that as a child, it used to frighten me. But then I trusted Christ. And even though I was a small child, I came to experience the peace with God. And as a result of that peace with God, now I know as well the peace of God. You can never know the peace of God, that internal subjective serenity within, until you have peace with God. And when you have peace with God, then you can know the peace of God, which the Bible says passes understanding. You can't even comprehend it. You can't even describe it when you experience that peace. It is peace with God. You know peace with God? If you were to stand before God today, do you know that you have eternal life and that peace is living in you? The Bible says Christ is our peace. Christ is the one who reconciled us with God. He brought us together. We have serenity in Christ. But not only do we have serenity, but we have stability. Notice in verse 2. Through whom also we have access by faith, that is, we have an introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. That is, we stand in the grace of God. Now, there's a big question that many people ask. When I become a Christian, am I forever a believer? Or do I have to be concerned about, do I have to be worrying about keeping my salvation? Listen to the scripture. The scripture says that when we are saved, when we are justified, not only do we have peace with God, that is, it takes care of our past, but we have stability. We have access. We stand in His grace. And the way that we're saved is the same way that we stand, which is the grace of the living God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Christian Optimist. June 30th is PowerPoint's financial year end, and we need your help. If you've been encouraged by PowerPoint, please take a moment right now to give and help keep hope coming your way and going out to millions more all over the world. When you do, we'll say thanks by sending you Dr. Graham's book, A Man of God, to help you or a man you know embrace God's calling and lead well for His glory. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. That's PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, The Christian Optimist.
Because we are standing in His shoes, we are in a position of favor with God. That is, we have access, not a position of fear, but a position of favor. The Roman soldiers would wear hobnail boots in order to take a stance, to have stability. Of course, we know that today, that it's important to have the right shoes in athletic competition. We have all kinds of shoes. We have shoes for jogging. We have shoes for walking. We have shoes for basketball. We have shoes for baseball, shoes for golf. Because the athlete, the competitive athlete, knows that the strength in the feet, the stability on your feet, is vital to healthy, successful competition. Well, we stand in the shoes of the gospel of peace. We are standing in strong shoes, standing in grace. And again I say, what saves us to begin with keeps us saved. People think, well, I'm saved by grace, but then I keep it by works. Oh, no, you can't keep it by works any more than you could gain it by works. It's the grace of God through and through. And because of that grace, because we're standing in this favor with God, we have access to God. There's a bridge over to God. Now, let's just suppose that you wanted to cross the Grand Canyon. You didn't have a bridge, and you decide you're going to jump over the Grand Canyon. Well, it's 9 miles across the Grand Canyon. 9 miles. Now, you're going to jump. Now, maybe you're an athletic jumper. Maybe you're an Olympian broad jumper, and so you can jump nearly 30 feet, but you're still over 9 miles short. Maybe you can't jump very far. Maybe you jump 5 feet. Well, you're still in the bottom of the gorge because nobody can jump 9 miles. You need a bridge over. You need access to get to the other side. Now, when it comes to our relationship with God, nobody can jump across that canyon. No amount of religious posturing or performance can get us from where we are to the other side where God is. So do you know what a lot of people do? A lot of people just shorten the gap. They figure, well, I can't jump 9 miles, but I can jump 5 feet, so we make sure we got a 4 feet wide chasm. Maybe you can jump 29 feet, so you make sure you got 28 feet chasm. You see what we do? We just shorten the gap and get it in a position of comfort that we can make it. And we figure we're going to make it because we've got the gap shut down. We've got the gap closed down. But listen, the gap never changes. The gap is so wide that only in Jesus Christ can we get to the other side. And what God did at the cross was to take sinful man with one hand and holy God with the other hand, and through His grace brought us together. We are introduced to God through Jesus Christ. That's the only way I know God. I have access to God. And remember when Christ died on that cross? The veil of the temple was rent, torn in two from top to bottom. The veil of the temple that separated the people from the holy place of God. Only once a year could the high priest go in behind that holy place. But when Christ died, just to demonstrate it, just to dramatically demonstrate it, God took the top of that holy of holies and that veil and ripped it from the top to the bottom. And now that holy place is forever open for the child of God. We have access into the presence of God. We're introduced to Him, and He introduces us to the Father. We may now enter boldly into the throne of grace, and we have power and we have presence, the presence of God every day in our lives because we have access. We're not cut off. We have communication with Command Central, and we are always, always in His presence. Nearer, nearer, nearer to God I cannot be, for in Jesus Christ I am as close to God as I can be. That's access. We have serenity. We have stability. And let me tell you something. In this matter of justification, no higher court, the legal act in which God declares me righteous, acquits me of my sin and pardons me, there will be no higher court to throw it out. There's no appeal on that judicial decision by God Almighty. When God declared me righteous, it is over, it is done, it is accomplished, and nobody's going to overturn that. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. We have stability. Christian, don't worry about falling. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord Himself upholds him with His right hand. We have stability. We have serenity. And finally, we have, therefore, security. For verse 2, the last part of verse 2 says, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have peace. That takes care of our past. Peace with God. We have access. That takes care of our present. We have hope, which takes care of our future. Now, I want you to notice something. I want you to make a clear distinction in your mind and from the scriptures this morning about this word hope. Notice that hope is a noun and not a verb. We have hope. Hope is not something we do. Hope is something we have. And that something we have is the hope of Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's important for us to distinguish, because so many people think that hope is just hope so, maybe so, think so, wish so. I hope I get to heaven. You ask many people, do you know you're going to heaven? And they say, well, I hope so. And they mean they think so, or maybe so, or they're just wishing it to be so. That's not hope. Hope is a noun. That is, hope means confident assurance. Hope is something sure. And when we say we have hope in Jesus Christ, that means we know that our destiny is to be like Him. Because the hope of the glory of God, the glory of God is the presence of God. You see, heaven is more than a place, it's the person, it's the glory of God. And did you know that God Himself is committed to making you like Jesus Christ, to share His glory? He who began the good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Will it last? Sure it's going to last, because God's going to make sure it's going to last. And we have this hope that we will live forever with Him, that we will share His glory. Therefore, when you hurt, when there's physical pain, when there's emotional pain, when there's the struggles of life, you have a hope. And let me tell you something, you can handle any today if you've got an eternal hope with Jesus Christ. Now, people can't live without hope. You cut off a person from hope. The reason that many people take their lives, the most common reason, is because they just get to a place where they have no hope. No hope. But there is hope in Jesus Christ. And there's not only the hope of tomorrow, but there's the hope of today. And that Jesus is not just a proposition to us. He is a permanent, gratuitous possession in our life. No wonder we can say, therefore, nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you have hope? Do you have access to God? Do you have peace in Jesus Christ?
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, The Christian Optimist. As we near the end of PowerPoint's financial year, we are reminded of a year that's seen unprecedented spiritual hunger around the world. And through the support of listeners like you, countless hearts have been reached as the hope of Christ has been proclaimed far and wide. And we are praying it continues. That's why we're asking you to help close this financial year out strong. We'll say thanks for your gift by sending you Dr. Graham's book, A Man of God, to help you or a man you know be everything God created you to be. So call now to request your copy of A Man of God as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. Call 1-800-795-4627. 4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
The scripture tells us, Scott, that there are positive benefits of our justification, our salvation in Christ. The first is serenity. Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace to which we stand and rejoice in hope and the glory of God." Yes, when we know Christ, when we are saved, we will experience the peace of God because we are at peace with God. We need that type of peace with God because when we were born into this world of sin, we were separated from Him. And yet Jesus, who loves you, came and lived and died and now has reconciled you to God. He has bridged the gap between you and God so that you can have a relationship with Him. But you know, there's something else. We have stability as a result of our justification. It was Paul who said, "I know whom I've believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." As Christians, we're not to live in fear or frustration, because the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. We are strong and stable in Jesus Christ. And finally, we have security in Jesus Christ. We have peace, that covers our past, access with God every day, and that takes care of our present, and hope that prepares us for the future. Security, stability, serenity. So now you can understand why every Christian should be an optimist. There's hope today and tomorrow and forever. Jesus is not just a proposition to us. He is our possession. He is our life. He is our love. And that's reason to be optimistic as Christians, because we know that nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's powerful book, A Man of God, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about what it takes to live an abundant life. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.